Very excited about this, Ashy. One of the funniest men in the world, Frank Woodley, joins us right now. Good morning, sir.
Lovely to hear that you've got such low standards. Help me.
Hey, we've gone through a flood. We've gone through some tough times here at the moment, Frank. You're the up and up, my friend.
No responsibility, but I'll do my best.
Now, would I lie to you? This is an amazing new show. Chrissy Swan is the host. We love Chrissy Swan.
This I'm standing in her chair, mate.
Chrissy is just a phenomenon. She's like a goddess of joy.
Yep.
Isn't she?
Every room she enters, she just elevates the mood. She's amazing.
That's true. She used to work here in this very studio that I'm standing in right now, back in the day, and there's still notes of Swan around the place.
Oh, dear.
Yes, she's a brilliant human being, and I also working with Chris Taylor as well, who's a very intelligent and funny gentlemen, and coincidentally, we've got Chrissy Swan, Chris Taylor, and historically, my first name is sometimes referred to as my Christian name.
Oh.
So in some ways, you know, we've got the whole threesome.
And Chris Cross will make you jump. So, I mean, there's linkages everywhere. It's amazing. This show...
Christopher Cross is going to drive like the wind.
And we're only 2.5 months out of Christmas.
We could do this all day.
I think we nearly have.
I was going to say, I can't think of any. So, you guys stole my ideas. Hey, this is an amazing new show. We love it. Frank, we haven't seen you on in a little while. The last one that I saw you in that I absolutely loved was Laugh Out Loud with Rebel Wilson. I could not stop laughing. I've watched that entire series twice, no word of a lie.
Really?
Oh, man. It was the funniest show. So it was where Hollywood comedians get in a room and then they're not allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
All right. And you won, didn't you, Frank?
I did indeed win. But it was somewhere between, from my perspective, like a comedy show and some kind of bizarre scientific experiment.
It was so weird.
It really did our heads in, I've got to say. It took us about, 2 weeks to recover from that because it was such a bizarre, because, of course, when you're trying to make other comedians laugh, really when you're trying to make anybody laugh, but certainly when you're trying to make other comedians laugh and they've got a high tolerance to kind of shocking behaviour and so forth, it's like very quickly it just escalated into the most bizarre and sort of perverse jokes and, went all over the place.
It's your style of humour, Sam.
Yeah, right. Mm.
I don't know that I fully recovered myself. No, that was an amazing experience.
But tell us about this one, Frank. So the idea of this is that there's two teams, right? And you've basically got to lie to each other. Is that right?
Yeah, look, it's an extremely simple format, but its simplicity belies just how incredibly entertaining it is. It's based on a UK show, and I'm a massive fan of the UK version. I have been for years, and there's just something about the format that if somebody tells a story and you don't know, you flip a card and you make a statement, and it might be something like, I lived for a year in a cave.
Okay.
Some bizarre statement like that. And then the person will then tell the story about, and you can interrogate them, how did that come to be and so forth. And when the person flips the card, they don't know until that point whether or not that will be based on a story that they've told the producers of something bizarre that happened to them truly in their life,
or it'll
just be some random thing that they pick up.
Well,
and you would say, and then they'd be, sorry, you're gonna ask?
No, I was just gonna wrap up because we're running tight. I was just gonna say,
all right,
mate, thank you. And but if you just want to give us a last comment.
we spoke too much about all the Chris's and everything. Okay?
Bloody Chris!
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Look, I haven't got any last comment except for thanks for having me. And if people are interested in watching Would I Lie to You, they should. And if they're not, they probably should do something else.
They should go off and bite their own bums. Chris,
yeah.
Thank you, Chris and Frank Woodley. All the very best, my brother. Thanks heaps for your time. And Would I Lie to You tonight on The Box, Channel 10, 8:40. And we'll see you there. Thanks, brother.
Good on you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, legend.